Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of shiurim in the Sefer Ha'arachim of the Gaon Rav Reina Zatzal. We are in Bechira, the second shiur in Bechira, on page 53. Zchus Abimor v'Marasi Sheyichyu. V'Uli Nishmas Marases Rastrim Chazim Rastat Chazim Rav Meir Zev Shmuel Pinchas Rav Yaakov Tzvi Uzan Zishim Rav Yosef Zpura Pinchas Rav Yosef Rav Moshe and Rav Aaron Yehuda Leib, and Rav Noach Tzvi, Shimon ben Shlomo, Rav Amram Yaakov Shachner, Rav Moshe Yisrael Yitzchok, says Rabbeinu, Mudas, ki ha-bechira tachul rak binyan sheish bo shnei tzadim. You can only have bechira, you can only have choice if there are two sides. V'shneim efshariim, and they're both possible, v'adam yivchar b'echad mehem. And man will choose one of them. מובן הדבר, כי כשם שבכל ספק השקוע להכרע לאחד מצדדי הספק, בא ידי דבר שבכוחו להכריע לצד אחר. כי אלמלא כך, האח הוא יכול להכריע. כמו כן הבחירה, הבא במקום של שני צדדי אפשרות, הוא בוחר באחד מהם. אף היא באה בכוח ההכרעה, שיש לו לבחור בזה. So it's understood that just like every ספק השקוע, the הכרעה is on one, to one side of the ספק. Because there is some element that can tip the scales in favor of that side. But there are two sides. So too, when we choose, there are two possibilities, and we choose one of them. And then your machriya, you choose to go, you choose what to choose. That's bechira. V'nei adam alul l'shtanot, v'chol davar ha-metchalef me'ish l'ish, יכול להתחלף גם באדם אחד מעת לעת. וכשם שאין דעתם של בני אדם שווה, כן גם דעתו של אדם אחד עלול להשתנות. ואנו שיתחיל לחקור גם בצד השני. אבל אם יש איזה כוח חיצוני המעקבו מחקירה בצד השני, יישאר תמיד בהסכמתו הראשונה. Man is liable to change. Everything that changes from person to person can also change in the same person. And therefore, you can decide, think one way one day, and think a different way another day. But if there's an external koach that's stopping you from looking at the other side, you're always going to stay with the way you originally chose. Now, we should know that the tachas of the Torah is to bring a person to such a madrega that his ethical and moral side should impact him just in a natural way. Just like something that can't be done in nature. Man can't do it. Man is prevented from doing it. So too, something ethical, man should not be able to do. It should be like something physical. You can't fly, right? Gevaldik, you should also not be able to do an aveira. You're Hechreach ha-musari should be like your Hechreach ha-tivi and vice versa. Or even though Bashkafer Rishon, it seems like very tamuot, it's a wonder. Because self, something that can't be done by nature literally can't be done. Something that you're ethically prevented from doing, you can't deny the fact that man can still do it. Now that's steal. But you can steal. You're not able to fly. So you really can't compare the two. However, the explanation is as follows. Kol davar she'adam oseh, hu oseh mishum she'retzono b'kach. Everything man does, he does because he wants to do it. Because if he doesn't have a ratzon, he'll never do it. You only do it if you have a ratzon. So in order to do any ma'isa, there are two conditions. Ha'yicholet ve'aratzon. You have to have the capacity to do it and the will to do it. And just like something that you're not able to do, is begedah ha'nimna, can't be done. So to something that you don't want to do, is also begedah ha'nimna. You don't want to do it, you also can't do it. You're only going to do something again. You have two conditions. You have the capacity to do it and you want to do it. So if you don't have the capacity to do it, you can't do it. And if you don't want to do it, it's also nimna. It's also not going to be done. When you're masking by skama gemura, by achlata mukhletet, not to do something, you're like defining your will. You're establishing your will that you're not going to want to do this. Once you decide that's it, I'm not doing it, you're limiting your will not to want to do this because you know that you can't do it. That's it. It's nimna. It can't be. Nobody says, oh, I'm so upset. I wish, use our example, I wish I could fly. I wish I could, snap my hands and I have $1 million in my hand. Nobody wants such things because we know it's impossible. So if you don't have a ratzon, it's impossible. It's not happening. Kigam ratzon yesh lo siba. Zeu tziur ha-tova shtagia lo mizeh. Why do you have a ratzon? Because you think something good is going to come out of it for you. And without this illustration, this picture of the good, you're not going to have the idea to do it. And then you're not going to have the will to do it. As if it was impossible. So if a person's on a very high moral level, can bring you to such a madrega that you don't even want to do something. It'll be like nimna. Or that you have to do something. Because it's the right thing to do. In other words, what we're saying is that just like in the world of nature, there's certain things which are impossible. And certain things which are going to happen because naturally they happen. So too in the world of Musar, certain things can, the moment you don't have a will for it, it's just not happening. It's as if it's impossible. So you can bring yourself to that place that it's impossible because you have no will to do it, you have no reason to do it. Or something that will happen. Something like in nature, we have automatic things. If you have enough of a will, it's going to happen. You have the capacity to do it. And according to this, we can understand the meaning of Shavuos and Nedarim. Somebody swears he's going to eat, he's not going to eat. Who's stopping him? He wants to eat. If he doesn't want, he won't eat. Why should he take a shvur or neder? אבל העניין הוא, אומר מורנו ורבנו, הגוין רב יעקב יצחק ריינס הצער. העניין הוא, כי היות שהשכל והרצון עלולים להשתנות, על כן בשעה שהוא במצב כזה, שהוא רואה שיש לו איזה דבר, או שלא לעשות, לעשות או שלא לעשות, הוא מקבל עליו נדר, שלא יהיה בידו לשנות, וממילא לא יתעורר בו הרצון כלל, we know that man can change. That's what we said before. Just like two people think different ways. So to one person can think one day one way and the next day a different way. So let's say there's a certain thing that a person decides this is the wrong thing to do. So what does he do? He says a neder and then he doesn't have a ratzon afterwards at all to do it. Ki ha'eskem hu achra b'shnei tzadei afshalut mitzad ha'bchira. This resolve is deciding. You have two sides. You could do it or not do it. And then you resolve not to do it. And now by taking a neder, you sort of lock yourself in. You burn your bridges. You can't do it anymore. Because you decided you're not going to do it. Or that you will do something. גם הנדר הוא רק מנעול מוסרי. ואיסורי וחיובי תורה הם גם כן מנעול מוסרי. ואם כן, ממה נפשך אם המנעול המסרי יכול לפעול אדם למונו? מאיזה דבר הידי באיסור והחיוב שבתורה? מנעול מוסרי אינו מועל מה יהיו לו הנדר והשבועה. אבל העניין הוא שכל דבר שהכרח בא מן הצד ולא מת אדם גופו, מדרכו של אדם לנסות לחקור בזה וגם לפתוח את המנעול. כשאדם מקבל עליו איזה דבר מדעתו, מרצונו טוב ישים את המנעול, אינו ענו להרסו, וזה עניין נדר ושבועה, שהוא גופו מרגיש צורך בזה. So one can argue, one second, he's locking himself in, he's burning his bridge, but he can still retract, He can go against his nether. Somebody decided something is the right thing or the wrong thing to do. He took a nether, he took a shvua, in order to lock himself in. Just like the fact that it was the right or wrong thing to do didn't lock himself in. And sometimes we're even dealing with a mitzvah or an avera. We know that nedarim are chal al dvar mitzvah. So this person takes a neder. But 1 second, why wasn't it enough that it's a dvar mitzvah? What is the nether adding? And if the fact that it's a mitzvah doesn't do it for him, then how's the nether going to make him feel like? Then the answer is that the nature of a person is to take something more seriously and not try to open up the lock, so to speak, when he took it upon himself. When it's coming from a heteronymous source, from the outside, so a person's more likely to try to break the shackles. But when it's coming from within himself, from his own decision, then he is not going to try to break off of that. And that is why we take Nidaram, we take Shavuos, because it sort of locks in our Ratzon. We want to do something or not do something, and now when you're Machuya to one side, and you know that you can change your mind tomorrow, and the Neder ensures that you ain't changing your mind. And again, since it came from you, you are going to be faithful to your oath. He said the vow, Me'od Ma'anyen. אז הרב ממשיך עכשיו, הערך הבא בספר זה בחירה ואמונה. אומר הרב, בכל כוחות אדם אין השכל פועל אלא בבחירה. יש לפעמים שבמושכל ראשון ובהשקפה ראשונה לא ישיג האדם איזה דבר, ורק כשהוא מעמיק בשכלו באותו דבר וחודר בו בכל כוח בינתו, אז ישיג השכל את אשר היה מופלא ממנו ויבין את הדבר הקשה הוא. ויען כי העמקה באה על ידי רצינות והשתדלות מיוחדת, נקל להבין מזה, כי גם השכל עומד תחת הבחירה החופשית. And all the cohesive of a person, the sechel is only pulled בבחירה. Sometimes muscle rishon, the first glance, the first blush, you don't understand something, you don't comprehend something, and only when you go deeper, then you begin to understand it. You use all your powers of the intellect and you're able to understand it. And why are you mamik? Why do you go deeply? Because you want to. You're serious about it. You take extra effort. So you see that you used your seichel with bechira. Your seichel wanted to go into it, so your seichel went into it. V'lo del af ha-gvura shikoch mikochot ha-guf af yomedet tachat ha-bechira. Even Gvura, which is a koch in the kochus of a person, is also Bechira. שרק אם יש לאדם רצון מיוחד לאיזה דבר שבשבילו בא להשתמש בכוחו גבורתו, אז רק אז יראה כוח הגבורה עליו את פעלו והדרו. It's only because you have a choice. You choose, you want this, then you're going to use your power. And that's why people are able to do incredible things when they're under duress. Because they really, really want it. And that's why in the army they sing all these songs. And Lahavdil on sports also. You know, they have their songs that they sing. And they psych each other up. And that's Ma'ar the Koch HaRatzim. And that's why the Torah says, Meisha Sherban Abayis Chadash, go home, build a new home. Because these people, you know, a person's thinking about his house, so that's going to weaken everybody else. Because the way to win a war is to get people all psyched up. And we don't want people around who are going to psych people out. So war is not only about knowing Torah's halachima, knowing how to wage the best war. It's part of it. But a lot of it has to do with the morale, the bechira, the choice, the feelings. If somebody speaks between the tefillin shel yad and tefillin shel rosh, he has to go home from war. Why is that? Because if he's Meisiach Das Min HaTfilin is mavdil between the Machshav and the Maisa. And the Iker Vehim is the Maisa. Right? In other words, he's mavdil. Tfilin Shel Rosh is the Machshava. Tfilin Shel Yad is the Maisa. So he puts on the Maisa, right? You do Maisa with your hands. And then he speaks. He's Meisiach Das. He distracts himself. He talks about other things. And that means he's separating between Maisa and Machshava. So the Iker Vehim is Maisa. He doesn't care anymore. He already did the Maisa. He put on Tfilin Shel Yad. And then a Mulcham also, the Iker is going to be a Maisa. But you have to have both together. You have to know how to unite the Maisa and the Machshava. That's the way to win a war. And that's why the Rav says, Gam anachnu am b'nei Yisrael. Nilchamim tamid. Nilchamet magen. Al kiyumenu ulumiyutenu. ולזאת גם עלינו נטל לחזק תמיד את רוחנו באלוקים ולתאמץ לבל ייפול לב אנוש מלחמתנו אנשי מלחמתנו עליהם לבל יתייאשו מן הניצחון כמו מפקדי צבא מלחמה ימהרו לבשר לפקודיהם את הבשורה על העזרה הקרובה למען חזק את ליבם לקראת המלחמה כן עלינו לבשר ולהודיע לכוחות הכבירים שנתווספו לנו בזמן האחרון אנשים רבים שכבר נסו מן המערכה ממערכות ישראל, וכמו זרים נחשבו לנו, שווים עתה אלינו, אחד אחד וגם בהמון, לעזור עמנו יחד בלא לב ולב על שתי קיומנו ולאומיותנו. דבר זה יש פה כדי לחזק את ליבנו, ולהפיח בקרבנו רוח גבורה ואומץ לב, לקראת מלחמת קיומנו, והשם נשים מבטחנו, כי לא טובה תוכלתנו. So it's also, also the Jewish people, we're always fighting this war to protect ourselves, our nationalism, our existence, and therefore we have to be mischazik in Hashem, and not to be messiah. So a lot of times the general is going to say, hey, we got help coming in, we got some other soldiers coming in. So, oh, that's great. So too, we have to know, Am Yisrael, that we have new soldiers coming in. Those people who are so distant from our faith are suddenly becoming Zionists, and they want to go back there, it's Israel. So that's super duper. And Memela, that's going to be Mechazek us, knowing they're coming back. So that's a beautiful idea. We learned about the Bechira as it relates to Shvua Neder. It's Mechazek the Bechira, the Ratzon. And we learned about the Bechira war. That a lot of it is about morale. It's in the mind also. The Seichel Domi Tachas Bechira Chavshis, and so too is Gevura. You have to use your Bechira to use your Gevura. If you don't have Bechira, you're not going to use it well. And you need a high morale to win, and therefore if you speak between Tfilin Shel and Tfilin Shel Rosh, you're separated between Mais and Machshava, and you're not going to be on Slech at war. Because the war, you need Mais and Machshava together, and just like a general tells the soldiers that there's some help coming in, reinforcements. So to Am Yisrael has reinforcements in the individuals and the masses who are coming back and want to return to Eretz Yisrael. You know that Rinus was the founder of the Mizrahi and the leader in 1902, and just a fascinating personality in so many different ways. It's a schus to learn his Torah. Hope that when my time comes and I go to a good place, I hope to meet with Rinus, Eretz Hashem. Okay, have a beautiful day, Mitzvashem. Anachnu nemshich. Yesh lanu od harbeh 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 ma lelmod, rabotai. Al tedagu. Yesh shefa rav. Shalom, shalom.